Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 380. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for listening. I'm just a dude who quite literally shares his feelings for a living, and you make that possible. So quick thank you to you for any way that you support me, big or small, whether that's just listening to the podcast, sharing the podcast with friends, rating and reviewing the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, visiting newmindsethoodis.com, picking up a journal, whatever it is, it really does mean a lot to me. The podcast is my form of therapy. I go to therapy, but it is my form of therapy. Just as it might be a small piece of yours, it's a big part of mine. It really is so like healing and comforting and empowering for me to sit down twice a week and create these episodes, to work my way through these topics, complex topics, emotional topics, topics that frustrate us in life. To do that, to sit down and find new truths and mindsets that help me live a happier life, that is the greatest gift of all. And the fact that I get to turn around and share it with you, well, it really is a dream. So thank you for giving me a platform where I can do that, where I can sit down and share my feelings and hopefully help you in the process. But thank you for that. And today, I just want to react to something that someone said to me recently. The other day, I was talking to someone and she said that she felt that everyone always leaves her. That's what she said. Everyone always leaves me. This woman had like DM'd me and said, Case, I'm just at a loss. I listened to your podcast and I want to reach out. She said that she had another relationship fail and she was basically just like, I'm just going to give up. Every time I get my hopes up, every time I think I finally found someone, they leave me. She said that she's heard every excuse, she's seen every circumstance play out, and she's just over it because she's come to the conclusion that everyone will leave her. And oh man, like I hate hearing that, of course, and I can like feel the pain behind a comment like that. Everyone always leaves me. That's what she said. And you know, I can hear something like that, I can read something like that, and I can't argue with the facts of that comment. Like in her reality, not a fake reality or a woe is me reality, in her life, I think she was late 20s. In her life, in her reality, she can look back at every relationship from her 20s and be like, yep, left me. Yep, left me. Yep, didn't work out, left me. So she has like actual evidence that kind of supports a statement like that, that everyone always leaves her. And, you know, I hear conclusions like that all the time. But that really, frankly, it's a story as old as time. Relationships end and then they start again and then they end and then they start and then they end until you find the one that doesn't end. That's like logically how this thing works. And some people embrace that fact. Some people see their 20s and 30s for what it is, which is truly a time of trial and error that you are going to, unfortunately, but you're going to encounter breakups and failed love and love that never meets its potential. Time and time again, that's expected. And you're going to experience it several times until you experience it for the last time. That's how it works. And those people, the people who realize and embrace that fact, they're not just some kind of like robot type people who skirt emotional reactions or they're cold-hearted, but they see what I see. They see a more peaceful, empowering reframing of what happens, what it means when a relationship ends. Even if it's the sixth in a row that has ended, They see what I see, which is a reframing, which is really, really powerful. So this episode is for you if you're struggling with this. If you're in this camp, again, a very understandable human camp where you start to see patterns in your dating life and you think that everyone leaves you. Everyone will leave you. All the good ones leave you. If that's you, if you're feeling tempted to come to a conclusion like that, I want to throw something out there for you. It's a reframing. And I want to try this quickly to help you, to prove to you and me, because we all need this reminder, why and how there's a more like redeeming option, a more redeeming conclusion that we can select from the menu. It's like, all right, maybe a couple more minutes with the menu and come back in 2 minutes and I'll have made my decision. There's a more redeeming mindset on the menu than everyone leaves me. And I just want to try to help with this briefly. It's basically, instead of saying everyone always leaves me, let's try the wrong ones leave me. And you might think that that reframing doesn't do much. The wrong ones leave me. Okay. And in fact, you might be like, well, that kind of doubles down on my frustration, man, because not only is it that the people I date leave me, but now it turns out that I've been dating the wrong people. So I have shitty taste and they leave me. Thanks a lot, Case. We're not going there. Let's try this. Let's open our mind. Let's open our hearts to a new truth that we can decide is true. If someone leaves you in that moment, if they decide you are not worth the investment, if they decide you're too much or too little, if they decide it's the right person, wrong time, in that moment, they have to become the wrong one. That's when the switch flips. They become the wrong one in that very moment. And can you be grateful that the wrong one left you? Can you be grateful that the wrong one, no matter how much, of course, it might hurt and sting, can you be grateful that the wrong one decided to move on? That the person decided to do something that, you know, showed that they are the wrong one? Consider that for a moment. Just a shift from everyone leaves me to the wrong one leaves me. The wrong ones have left me. So we can reframe that, right? We can reframe that someone who leaves you in that moment, it becomes clear that they're the wrong person for you. We're not villainizing them. We're not doing that thing. But more or less, it just becomes very clear that when someone leaves you, they cannot possibly be the right one for you. There wasn't enough compatibility. It was forced, whatever it is. But when they leave you, that becomes point blank, black and white, obvious that they're not the right one for you. The wrong one leaves you. Consider that. And consider that in life, a lot of the time, someone is wrong for their partner, yet they don't leave the relationship. You have two people together where one is wrong, or they're both wrong for each other, yet no one is leaving. No one is stopping the comfortability of that relationship. So consider all that for a second and let's connect it together. Everyone leaves me. No, only the wrong ones leave you. And can you be grateful in a way for that fact? Because otherwise, can you imagine if the wrong one didn't leave you? To my point, can you imagine what a relationship would look like and be like with someone who was going to leave you but kept delaying that? Can you imagine a relationship where someone kept planning on dip, but first they wanted to have their fun? Can you imagine a relationship where you had full transparency into their mind and you knew that they weren't committed, they weren't right for you, but they didn't do anything, they didn't leave? Well, again, that's a story as old as time too. And perhaps you've seen that play out in your life as well. So let's find a bit of comfort and empowerment in all these facts here. Never as a way to demonize other people or blame other people, but let's just reframe the conclusions we make in our lives, dating, friendship, whatever. What should we think when someone leaves us? What should we think when it doesn't work out? Again, leaving you could be they decide they're not ready, they decide they don't have time, they decide they want something else, they decide they want someone else, whatever it may be, the catalyst that ended that relationship. What is the conclusion you make from that event? Well, you can see that as a sign that everyone eventually leaves you. Everyone. The good ones always leave me. And frankly, you can be a bit justified in saying that because you have, I suppose, proof of that in the form of all your previous relationships where they didn't work out. You can do that, certainly. Or you can take back your power and pull yourself back up and say, the wrong ones leave. The right ones don't. The wrong ones do. The wrong ones do. The wrong ones leave. And it's like, thank God. Thank God the wrong ones leave, right? If you know they're the wrong ones and they stay, what kind of life or relationship would that be? Not the one for you, I could tell you that. So let's try this reframing. Everyone always leaves me. No, the wrong ones do. The wrong ones leave. And thank God they do. Thank the universe they do, whatever you believe in. Thank you for leaving. Thank you for walking away. Thank you for choosing something else. Thank you for not seeing what I bring to the table. Thank you for not being ready, for being too busy, for being distracted, whatever. Thank you. Can you just try that? And I know it sounds too simple, maybe a little bit patronizing, but like, let's just break it down logically. The right one can't leave you and still be the right one. It can't possibly work like that. Love, connection, compatibility, soulmates, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't work like that. The moment someone leaves you, the moment someone decides you're not worth the investment, they can't possibly still be the right one for you. Like, the way I think about it is, I did one episode a while back on the idea that everything happens for a reason in life, right? Where basically I was like, does everything happen for a reason? There's many people who are like, well, everything is kind of pre-chosen. So, you know, when it happens, it happens. And I did an episode on that where I said, I don't think everything happens for a reason. Like, everything is preordained and you're just floating in the wind waiting for these things that have already been decided to happen. But in that episode, I talked about that when something does happen, whether it's on purpose or random or just you're a victim of circumstance, in that moment, in the blink of an eye, it gains new purpose. It gains a reason in that moment. Before it, it might not have had a reason, but the second it happens, it gains a reason. It gains purpose. It gives you new purpose because it happened. And I look at relationships in the same way. When it doesn't work out, when they leave, whatever happened, in the blink of an eye, they can't possibly still be the right one for you. You can think that you found your person. You can say, oh, this is a good person. This person is for me. And I'd love for that to be true for you. I do. But in the case where that person decides that they're not ready or they can't do it or the circumstance is too tough, in that moment, in the blink of an eye, they become not right for you. They become the wrong person for you. And so to my point, everyone leaves me. No, only the wrong person leaves me. That is the reframing. And life, dating, love, friendships, relationships, it's a series of people entering your life, becoming the wrong person and leaving until you find that one person who truly is the right person. And then it's forever. That's the vision, of course. And sure, it's overly hopeful and simplified, but how does it feel to believe that for a moment? How does it feel to believe that only the wrong people leave you? And to look back and say, okay, they did leave. That didn't work, but they were wrong because the moment they decided to leave, they became the wrong person. How does it feel to know that a right person by this logic won't leave you? Because the moment they do, they become the wrong person. How does that feel? It might still sting, of course. It might still be frustrating, of course. And I get that. But as I always say, a pattern is only a pattern until it's not a pattern anymore. You might be like, yeah, Case, I guess this is comforting, but still, like, it just means I keep attracting the wrong people. Well, yeah, and I can't argue with that. But again, a pattern is only a pattern until it's not a pattern anymore. And you only need one right. You only need one right. And in the meantime, it's your job to keep your head up and to believe in yourself and to believe that the right person would not leave you, that they would not choose comfort over challenge and growth. The right person would not succumb to right person, wrong time. The right person would not say things are too tough or things are too busy. The right person would embrace the challenge. They would. They would stay. So know that. Try this. It's just a reframing. It doesn't change what happened or what has happened or the pattern that continues to have a presence in your life, but it does change how you view yourself, how you view yourself. And that is everything. How you view yourself along the way to finding the right person, that is how you enjoy life. Life, again, a series of ups and downs until you find that one person. a series of maybe, maybe, nope, wrong, until you finally get to that maybe, maybe, yes, right. That's life. That's how it works. It is trial and error, unfortunately. And how you see yourself, how you maintain how you see yourself is everything. Are you the person and you believe that everyone leaves you? Or are you the person that believes, okay, they left, they decided they're not ready, and that means they're wrong for me. And I don't want to be with the wrong person. I don't want to force it with the wrong person. They're wrong. So I'm moving on. That's how I look at this. This simple reframing. Everyone leaves me. No, the wrong person leaves you. So that's it. I'll end it right here. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share this episode with a friend. Tell them to check out the podcast. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. And thank you so much for all the support and love with the journals. It really means a lot. You can find those at newmindsethoodist.com. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.